Nolte, impeachment ratings collapse as Trump's job approval hits record highs. By John Nolte on January 25, 2020. Americans are tuning out the impeachment hearings in droves, while President Trump's job approval rating hits all new highs. Let's start with the funniest part first. LOL. Impeachment audience shrinks as first week of trial winds down. As House Democrats make their impeachment case against President Donald Trump, Americans are increasingly tuning out. TV ratings of the proceedings slipped on Thursday afternoon, marking the second straight day of declines. ABC, NBC and CBS collectively drew about 3.8 million viewers, according to Nielsen data shared by Fox Corporation, down more than 20% from the trial's first day on Tuesday. Fox News, CNN and MSNBC attracted about 4 million viewers together, a 32% plunge from Tuesday. According to TV Newser, a total of 7.83 million tuned in on Thursday, a drop of 12% from Wednesday and 29% from Tuesday, which was opening day. Naturally, far-left CNN attracted fewer viewers than any of the other six networks covering impeachment. Get this. CNN was only able to attract an average of 991,000 viewers. The President of the United States is on trial and law can't even average a million viewers. Fox News beat everyone, with 1.531 million viewers. Basically, cable news ratings are normal, or essentially what they are when the president is not on trial, which tells you just how disinterested the American public is. And if that doesn't tell you how bored real Americans are by impeachment, people aren't even showing up in person to watch this historic event. Try not to laugh, but the Senate spectator gallery was at least half empty throughout the first week of President Donald Trump's impeachment trial, reports the New York Post. Here's the bottom line. A Gallup poll taken at the time showed 71% of the public watched Nixon's Watergate hearings. A new Emerson poll shows about one-third of voters, 33%, are watching almost all or a lot of the impeachment trial, while 36% are watching hardly any or none of the trial. 31% said they are watching some of it. But even that's a lie. The ratings prove it. If 33% were, in fact, watching almost or all of the trial, ratings would be 10 times higher. People are just saying they are watching, then, they obviously are not. Keep in mind that these ever more dismal TV ratings are coming after the media elite attempted to juice interest in the trial with all that fake gushing over pencil neck's opening statements on Wednesday. CNN's Jeffrey Toobin, who really should know better, told all 14 people who watch CNN that Adam Schiff's summation was so perfect, so sexy, so orgasmic, Toobin found himself pregnant with Schiff's love child and having contractions right there on the CNN set, or words to that effect. The Washington Post's Jennifer Rubin said that after Schiff finished off his statement, she smoked a lucky, rolled over, and fell into the deepest and most satisfying sleep of her spinster life, or words to that effect. It was all bullshit, of course, all a gaslighting campaign to con the public into tuning in the next day. But because the media have no credibility, viewership crashed by double digits the next day and by nearly a third on Thursday. Meanwhile, in the real world, Trump's job approval rating just hit a new high in, of all places, a far-left Washington Post poll. Among registered voters, Trump enjoys 47% support, with 50% disapproving. Trump sits at about even with independents, 47% approve, 48% disapprove. A blazing 58% of registered voters approve of the job Trump's doing with the economy, with only 36% disapproving. Oh, and a majority of registered voters oppose Trump's removal from office, 51-45%. Even among all adults, meaning not screening out registered voters, meaning a bigger pool of Democrats, a plurality of 49-47% oppose removing Trump from office. Trump's job approval number hit a new high of 44% approve, 51% disapprove, and 56% approve of his handling of the economy, a 10-point bump from September. Other polls reflect the same. Since the impeachment hoax, Gallup's poll of all adults shows Trump's job approval rating climbing from 39%-44%. Among independents, approval climbed 8 points, from 34-42%. Currently, A majority of 51% oppose removing Trump from office, while only 46% support removal. Independents oppose removal by a 49-46% margin. Couple closing points. This week, I noted how the right track slash wrong track numbers are in the best shape we've seen in more than a decade. Gallup's latest polling backs this up. On the economy, Gallup shows economic confidence at A+40, the highest level in 20 years. That's not a typo, the highest number since October 2000. Overall satisfaction with the way things are going in America just climbed to 41%, the highest level in 15 years. 15. What's happening here are two things, and that they are happening while Trump is on trial is fairly amazing. Although Democrats and the corporate media are literally spending billions of dollars to destroy Trump, it is not working. The public is not only tuning it all out. Trump's average job approval rating today is only 1.5 points lower than Barry Obama's was at this same point in his failed presidency. The reason for this is that the media's worst nightmare is coming true. The public is starting to see Trump as a president and to notice the superb job he is doing both at home and abroad. A true era of peace and prosperity, our first since September 11, 2001. The media are probably keeping Trump's job approval rating down a few points. Trump's Twitter account is probably keeping it down a few more. But everything changes once it's mano y mano. Once Trump can get out of the White House and on the campaign trail to make his case, and he has a great case to make. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.